This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters Saturday, March 8th at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. That's coming up in just about an hour. You should be joined shortly, or I believe we are being joined now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're joined by Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. Greg, thanks for joining us, man. Good morning.
Good morning. You also have to add, obviously, intense American Patriot this week.
Yes.
As I prepare for us to finally take the sport of hockey away from those maple syrup-smelling Canucks who have laid claim to the sport for my entire life.
Yeah, so Greg, I'll be honest. As a diehard Caps fan, I was a little bit bummed by the break in the schedule because the Caps are just buzzing along, best in the Eastern Conference right now. But I'll tell you, after watching the first 10 seconds of that game on Saturday night, it's going to have a lot of eyeballs trained on the rematch on Thursday as the scene shifts from Montreal to Boston as the USA takes on Canada. I mean, it should be a fever pitch in Boston for that game on Thursday, right?
Yeah, you could already feel it last night in a game against Sweden that meant absolutely nothing because the championship final had already been set by virtue of Canada beating Finland earlier in the day. Like, I was at the game last night, you could hear the USA chants, you could hear the buzz, you know, early in the game whenever those guys would touch the puck. And so you're just like, oh God, this is going to be amplified by a billion on Thursday night when Canada's in the house. I didn't know what the tournament was going to be. I'm not going to be one of these people that's going to pretend that I knew all of this was going to happen. Like, the Canada-Sweden game last week really set the tone. It made us realize, okay, this is not going to be half speed. This is going to be physical. This is going to be a lot of pride on the line. And, you know, then obviously three fights in 9 seconds on Saturday, and you get people that never talk about hockey all of a sudden talking about hockey. The predictable thing was that the USA and Canada game was going to be awesome. You know, those two sides hate each other. They really do. Like, there's real animosity between the Americans and the Canadians. You know, when Sidney Crosby puts the maple leaf on, when the Kachucks put the American flag on, like, there's nothing short of intense that's going to happen. And I kind of believe that, knowing the casual sports fan and knowing where the calendar was, that if they put on a good show, the rivalry and the backing of the United States in an international competition would probably make it cross over, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, so the Kachucks, I saw that their dad had been in a fight in the World Cup way back in 1996 with Claude Lemieux, and then I saw the dad say, yeah, they're lunatics like me. Fill us in on the Kachucks.
Yeah, Keith Kachuk was a rough-and-tumble player, man, one of those guys that had a ton of goals, but also a ton of penalty minutes during his career. And the funny part is that the record used to be 20 seconds into a game, 1996 World Cup of Hockey, Keith Kachuk got into a fight, but there was another fight going on that included a guy named Bill Guerin, who is actually the GM of Team USA. So you got the father of the Kachuks and the GM of Team USA involved in this really, really quick fight, and then they go and shatter the record on Saturday. The Kachuks claim that that's not a motivating factor, but it'd be kind of fun if it was. Matthew is a star player with the Florida Panthers. He's known in the league for being a guy that can beat you offensively and then also just beat you with his mouth and with his physicality. Brady is his younger brother. He's a star with the Ottawa Senators. Not as brash as Matt, but still is one of these guys that is the combination of scoring and physicality. His coach, Travis Green, told me a couple weeks ago that he's just like the quintessential hockey player. Like, if you can invent a hockey player in a lab, that's what Brady Kachuk is.
What's the plan going forward as far as, like, the All-Star break for the NHL? Are there going to be more Four Nations face-offs sprinkled in? Is the All-Star game happening next year? Like, what is on the horizon for the league, especially in the wake of what we see with the disaster of the NBA All-Star game? Like, the Four Nations face-off is getting a lot of great buzz. The NBA, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know if Mr. Beast is showing up to the Four Nations tournament. I don't know if that's going to happen. But like, here's the thing. So the reason we have this is because they couldn't figure out how to put on a World Cup of hockey because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mm. The Swedes and the Finns both refused to participate in a World Cup as long as Russia is banned. And Russia is actually banned by the International Ice Hockey Federation from participating in things like World Juniors and World Championships. So there's all this kind of strife going on with the Russians, and that's how we ended up with this Four Nations tournament. Now, the NHL announced last week that they're going to have a new kind of cadence to their schedule. So they're going back to the Olympics next year for the first time since Sochi in 2014. That's one of the reasons they wanted to do an international thing this year. This year was kind of like an appetizer. And then 2 years after that, in 2028, we're back to the World Cup, where hopefully, you know, things are settled internationally. The Russians can participate again. Then the Olympics 2 years, then the World Cup 2 years. So we're going to have this best-on-best cadence every 2 years. And then the question becomes, what do they do with the All-Star game? I've talked to a ton of players this week about that very thing. And a lot of them said, look, the All-Star game still serves a real purpose. One, it's definitely for the kids. It's definitely like fun to do the skills competition. And let's not forget, like, there's a ton of NHL players that don't play for these countries, you know, that play for like Slovenia or Germany or places like that, that are huge stars in the league. And so the All-Star game is also a way to kind of bring all those people into the spotlight along with the players in the big countries.
Hey, Greg, getting back to what you said about the animosity between the Americans and the Canadians. I mean, every team in the league has Americans and Canadians on it. So were some of these guys on the same teams that were fighting before the game started?
They weren't on the same team, but it's funny you should ask that, because Matthew Tkachuk, his teammate on the Florida Panthers is Sam Bennett, and Sam Bennett fought his younger brother Brady.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is definitely weird. But you got to remember, like, you know, this is a league where, you know, you fight a guy 10 times, and all of a sudden he's your teammate, and you got to put bygones by bygones. Like, they're used to this sort of thing. But, you know, the USA-Canada rivalry for me was crystallized in a conversation I once had with Patrick Kane when I was covering the Vancouver Olympics. And he told me a story about how when he was a kid, he would, you know, obviously play in like travel tournaments and stuff like that. And the Canadian kids would look down on him because he was American. And just the idea that you could not be as good at hockey as a Canadian because you're not a Canadian. And this is Patrick Kane, like one of the greatest hockey players in NHL history, maybe the best American scorer of all time. And the Canadians are just like, you're trash because you're not from like Saskatchewan. Hmm. And so that really resonated with me. Like, this is what a lot of these young American players have had to deal with their entire lives. And so finally to get a chance with what I think is the most deeply talented American team from the goaltending out that I've ever covered or maybe even ever seen as a fan is such a huge moment for this generation of players.
All right, we can't have you on without at least touching on the Caps and how they're set up here for this run. They're kind of shocking us what they've done. I guess they're the real deal for sure. How are they set up to make a real run here? What else do they need? Anything in particular that's jumping out at you?
They're set up really well. I mean, you know, I think there's always room for improvement, maybe in the forward depth. I think they like what they have on their back end, and they certainly like what they have in goal. I wrote about this a few weeks ago on ESPN.com, like just this incredible way that they've been able to retool around Ovi at a time when we all thought they were going to be like an empty vessel just waiting for him to break the record. You look over at Pittsburgh and what they've become versus what Washington did, and it's night and day. Like, it's really, really impressive what that management group has done. And, you know, they've been smart. They it's not only simply just the usual pipeline that they have of prospects that they take time with in Hershey and then bring up to the Caps. It's also kind of like buying low on some players. Like, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois was absolute toxic. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody wanted this guy because of his contract and because of what happened in L.A. And the Caps, you know, were confident that they could find the guy that was dominant for Columbus like 4 or 5 years ago, and they got it. I mean, it's really a remarkable job of management and really kind of boldness to not simply just wait out Ovi and to, you know, keep their word to the guy and say, you're going to be on a competitive team, you're going to be on a playoff team, and if they keep playing to their standards this season, he might be on another Stanley Cup team.
And Greg, what's really shocking, too, is the goal differential for them, because you know what happened to them last year. They just couldn't score. They were just horrible offensively, and they're at a plus 56, the best goal differential in the East this season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, and that's the augmentation in the offseason with Dubois. You know, Chychrun brings some offense from the blue line. Nemagiapane, like it's obviously helps when Ovi, you know, dives into the fountain of youth like it's a fountain in Georgetown, and all of a sudden is scoring more goals at the beginning of a season than he's ever done. I mean, it's all really come together for them, and it all tracks back, I think, not only to what management does, but they found the right coach. Like, Spencer Carver is a really good coach, and I think there's a lot of teams that are going to kick themselves for not finding a way to get that guy into the fold. But then again, maybe he doesn't go to their fold because he has all that history with the Caps, having been a coach in their minor league system. So I don't know, man. It's all really come together in an impressive way, and the Caps are blessed with, one, some really great managerial talent that has been there for a very long time to kind of keep the standards consistent. But let's be honest. I mean, they also kind of lucked into some injury salary cap space with the way things have gone with Backstrom and Oshie, and you hate to see all that happen with them, but if they don't have that certainty about those contracts coming off the books, they probably don't do half the things that they did in the offseason.
Greg, enjoy the game Thursday night. We'll have to have you on again soon, man. Thanks for the time.
It's going to be fantastic. I hope everybody tunes in. It's going to be just epic.
Yeah, it should be fun. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it, man. It's Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Capital One Arena in early March. So keep listening for your chance to win.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.